We are not here to pay homage to die. We are here to find out who has guts, who has pizzazz in their hands. Now I want to see those hands reach for the rafters of this beautiful church that you have bought for me. Now I want to see your hands, and then I want you to stand up, those who have guts, those who have pizzazz. Now I want you to stand up before me, and I want you to repeat after me, because it's going to take guts. It's going to take pizzazz on your part. Have you got guts? Have you got pizzazz? Then repeat after me. Good God, here comes the Colonel.
Oh, golly, we're even getting the preachers in here. Yes, a serious science program attracting a man of the cloth. All right, well, welcome back. Second half. Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network, where we explore the business of emerging science, nanotechnology, open innovation. I'm your host. I'm Colonel Mason. And in just a minute, we're going to step over to our fountain of useless information we have here on the set for today's query. Very interesting question today, as a matter of fact. And I think the fountain's going to have to do some real serious thinking on this one. And, of course, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. In the previous half hour, we heard from Ruby May. I got to get this right. Her spelling of her name always throws me off. Mayrubiola. Ruby Mayrubiola. And she is the chairman of the 6th Annual IEEE Green Technology Conference going on in Corpus Christi, the 3rd and 4th of April, coming up pretty quick. I hope you can join us down there. It's going to be a lot of exciting fun. And if you listen to the previous half hour, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If you missed it on radio and you want to hear it, you can check it out at promiseoftomorrow.biz, where the programs are all archived after they're aired. So anyway, we've got Harry Crotto coming up here in a little bit. Those of you who know who I'm speaking about, Sir Harry Crotto, he's been knighted. He's also a Nobel laureate. He and Rick Smalley and Bob Curl discovered carbon 60 back in the mid 80s, and then they shared a Nobel Prize for that sometime in the 1990s. I wondered what it was like to find out that he had won the Nobel Prize. He said it caught him totally off guard, and he's going to tell us about that here after we visit our fountain of useless information. So let's step over there right now and check in with the fountain of useless information. Don't forget, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. Tela de los Santos with Path has got some interesting things to say about that. But no, right now, let's rummage around in the coin jar here a little bit and get today's query.
Well, to the fountain of useless information. How can I help?
Yes, we have thrown in the coins and so have awakened the spirit of the fountain who knows all, hears all, sees all, and tells all. For a price, yes, for a price. All right, O spirit of the fountain, put on your thinking cap. Or maybe in your case, it should be the shower cap. I don't know. Anyway, O spirit of the fountain, what's the surprise answer to this one? What corporation owns the brand names Bimbo Break, Jolly Juice, and Squirt Co.? Bimbo Break, Jolly Juice, and Squirt Co. And no, it is not Virginia Slims. No. What corporation owns those brand names?
I have given you my answer. And now you may tell the other.
Aha! The spirit of the fountain had to do a little thinking on that one, but has come up with the correct answer. The corporation that owns the brand names Bimbo Break, Jolly Juice, and Squirt Co.? Coca-Cola! I don't know what they were thinking when they, you know, filed ownership, copyright, on those particular brand names. Bimbo Break? I mean, were they thinking they were going to all of a sudden go after the blonde, woman blonde group in the audience or not? All right, well, I'll probably get plenty of letters on that one. Okay, here we go. Back to today's program. Yes, the beautiful sounds of the Science News Studio Band right here on the Science News Radio Network. You heard it first. Okay. Well, in a recent conversation we had with Harry Croteau, and I'm sure you know who Harry Croteau is. Harry Croteau is with the Florida State University doing some fantastic work, some really incredible stuff. And, of course, Harry Croteau won the Nobel Prize for ushering in the modern age of nanotechnology. He, along with Robert Curl and Rick Smalley, won it in 1985 for, actually, it was in the middle 90s they won the prize, but they discovered the Buckminster fullerene in 1985, and the Buckyball, the Carbon 60, you may know it better as. And so I was talking to Harry, and I said, you know, tell me, you know, how did you find out that you won the Nobel Prize, Harry?
I learned it on the internet. I mean, it was a friend of mine said, should we wait for the Nobel Prize announcement? I said, no, I think it's let's go for lunch, because I reckoned it was going to be a couple of guys whose names began with Z. One of them certainly got it later, and anyway, I was all ready with a photograph of ZZ Tops, and I was going to superimpose their faces on ZZ Tops on their motorbikes. You know, this group with these guys with big beards and stuff like that. Anyway, we went for lunch, and then I forgot all about it, and then my friend said, let's go and sort of see what the result is, and so we went in the next room. This is days before, long before email, right? Email was just about starting, and just before the web was set up, and then he sort of screamed and ran out of the room, and he screamed so loudly couldn't see anything, my vision, and then gradually as I saw my name in between Bob's and Rick's on the screen, and he came back with a bottle of champagne and said, I said, what did you buy that for? He said, well, I thought you might win it. I said, well, what would have done? Would you have done if I hadn't? He said, we'd have drunk it anyway. And so it was quite a nice event.
Oh, that's a fun story, Harry. Thanks so much for telling us the story here on the program. Now, where were you? Were you in the UK at the time?
Yes, I was in the UK at the time. That's right. It was in my office, or just outside the office in the next room where there was an internet connection. I didn't have an internet connection in my room at the time.
Your office was in Lewes at that time, too?
Yes, it's in Sussex, halfway between Lewes and Brighton. If you've heard the town of Brighton, which is much better known than Lewes, the University of Sussex is just outside Brighton, on the road between Sussex and between Brighton and Lewes. It's halfway between, and it's a very nice place, just out on the downs, very beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, that was Harry Croteau, professor at Florida State University, Nobel laureate, who won the Nobel Prize. He shared with Rick Smalley and Robert Curl for discovery of Carbon 60, explaining where he was and what it was like to win the Nobel Prize. All right. Now, how about a little Voice of Reason with Tala de los Santos?
And now, we make time for the Voice of Reason. Listener comments, ideas, and suggestions.
I work in the field of technology, and there's a proverb that I've seen. When you visit the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation Visitor Center, you will see inscribed on the wall, right behind the receptionist, you will see an African proverb which says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And every time I see this, it does make me stop and reflect, because I've been working in the global health area for close to a decade, and I have seen many flashy headlines about the latest technologies. And I would say, in terms of thinking about who actually makes a difference, who actually makes an impact day in and day out, the people who make the impact are the people on the ground. I mean, they are the doctors, the nurses, the midwives, the community volunteers. And I keep thinking that they don't get a lot of flashy headlines. When we do see the latest shiny object, I think that we should keep in mind that technologies or new technologies are essential, but they by themselves cannot achieve the impact we're dreaming of. We really do need all of the partnerships that I've been talking about to make this dream a reality. Tala de los Santos, and I'm the group leader for diagnostics here at PATH, part of the Technology Solutions Global Program.
So you decide, has this really been the voice of reason? Listener comments are welcome at 214-329-4949. And please tell us your name and where you're from.
And at this time, I want to thank you very much for those of you who have contributed to this program. We depend on contributions from listeners like you for the existence of this show. We're totally science community supported. So those of you who have contributed, thank you very much. Those of you who wish to can do so at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a little tab there for donations. Just click the donations, and we appreciate all your help. And this is Pledge Week for at many of our affiliates and our stations, and so we're going to break a little early this time so that our affiliate stations can ask for your support. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason, the definitive program on emerging and nanotechnologies, now archived and streamed on the web at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Join us next week at the same time as we learn more about the promise of tomorrow.
I am waiting for you.